And now on to another kind of sustainability in higher education. School's back in session here in town at local colleges, including right here at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, where KCUR is based. Lots of us think it's a pretty cool place. This month, the Sierra Club said they think so, too. One of the 50 coolest colleges in the country, in fact, for its commitments to sustainability. Joining us to talk about this recognition is Kay Johnston. She's the sustainability coordinator for UMKC. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Brian.
Welcome to Up to Date. So what's this about? What is the Sierra Club saying when it puts together this list of the coolest schools?
Well, the Sierra Club has been doing for the past few years a ranking system for universities across the nation. And what they're saying is that our campus ranks as number 50 out of 96 campuses throughout the nation. And I think that's a pretty great thing for a small urban Midwest school.
And those are the 96 campuses that actually bothered to fill out the survey and participate in the program.
Mm-hmm.
What makes UMKC, or for that matter, any other school, sustainable? What is UMKC doing right?
Well, one of the things that UMKC is doing is that we've really changed our culture over the past few years. And what that means that we've got more people recycling, we've got more people using alternative transportation, bicycles, our zip car, our walkable campus, bus pass. All of our students have an all-access bus pass. We also have top leadership from our chancellor all the way through the frontline custodians doing activities every single day, including our students, which there's hundreds of students doing projects every semester that have a sustainable component to them, as well as our faculty and teaching.
We're talking with Kay Johnston about the sustainability programs of UMKC and their recent ranking among the coolest schools in the country. If you have a question, call us at 816-235-2888. Maybe you're a student or a faculty or staff member here at UMKC and you want to share your own stories of sustainability. You can also email us at uptodate@kcur.org. Is the commitment to sustainability about programs that the administration runs and things like recycling programs, or is it also about curriculum, about things that are incorporated into the classroom work of students?
That's a really great question, Brian. It really goes through all of the different layers of the university. It's a grassroots project and initiatives and opportunities, as well as the teaching opportunities that the professors have. We actually have a sustainability program and a sustainability minor, but it really goes across all disciplines as well. So sustainability really is about what we do every day in our decision making.
I'm kind of interested in that, a sustainability minor. Like, what sorts of classes does one take toward a sustainability minor?
Well, there's all kinds of classes. Specifically, there's an internship to do community work and community service. There's also classes about water and water usage. You have air classes, weather and climate classes. Also, you have classes that have to do with really direct physical science, geology. It's out of our geosciences department. So you have GIS. You have a number of classes that really mold that kind of a minor.
How many students are involved in those programs?
We have well over 200 last count that
wow.
I know, and it's a very growing program. In fact, Roper had a study that came out, as well as several other studies, that say about 80 to 90% of students make a decision on where they're going to go to school based upon the sustainability programs and the sustainability record of the university.
So you mentioned something like recycling. Recycling seems pretty ubiquitous in society today, and yet it is one of the things that you mention as a reason for this high rating. What is the university doing in terms of recycling? What kind of impact is that having?
Well, one of the impacts that it has is that it saves money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that everyone, in especially the climate we are today economically, wants to save money. So, you know, when we look at, you know, $90,000 to $96,000 annually being saved through a program, that's pretty significant, especially with our budgets. The other piece to it, as far as recycling goes, is that everyone touches every piece of paper. When people recycle, they start thinking about that piece of paper. They start thinking about the life cycle of it. You know, where did it come from, the tree? How was it transported? How many gallons of water did it take to make that? When people become educated and more conscious of what they're doing, then what happens is they're more careful to use those resources and they conserve those resources. So recycling is something that touches everyone. Like I said before, you know, everyone from the chancellor all the way through to our frontline custodians are involved in these initiatives, as well as students and faculty. So it's something everyone can be a part of. And when I talk about culture, one of the things that is a saying from back when I was with Bridging the Gap for 9 years in a program we called Environmental Excellence, if we all do a little, we all do a lot. Mm. And right now, you know, in our recent, we have this great Recycle Mania contest every year. We recorded 78% recycling on the university campus.
Well, let's talk about recycling with a student who's called in. This is Leslie, who's a UMKC student. Good morning.
Good morning. I just got my MPA from the block school, and I think we had our recycle bins were pretty obvious. But I just moved over to the School of Education in the doctoral program, and I couldn't find one last night. And I was wondering if there's a certain number of recycle bins you put per building, and if you have like an approach for that or strategy.
Leslie, that's great. We do. In fact, the School of Education, we are working with this semester to put more recycling bins out into the common areas. One of the things that happens in a university the size of ours is that we have about 100 different buildings and multiple classes and all that sort of thing, and money only stretches so far. We've gotten grant opportunity for about 20 buildings total as far as monies for bins, and we're gradually getting to some of those areas. We've only got a few of those, though, now, but you can be rest assured that this semester we're going to be making sure that you have ample places to recycle.
Does that satisfy you, Leslie?
It does. I'll be looking for those, and I do want to just commend Kay on her efforts. I think that we've seen, a great amount of progress on campus, and also the bus pass is fabulous, and any student who's not taking advantage of that is crazy, because it's a great way to avoid those tickets on campus and get to class easily. So I just wanted to really I really admire her efforts. So thank you.
Thank you, Leslie, and I'm all for avoiding tickets, parking tickets on this campus. So Kay, I have to think that the job of sustainability coordinator certainly wouldn't have existed a few years ago. What is it you do all day?
Well, one of the things that I do, coordinator, and so coordinate the efforts. It's really hard when you've got a campus with 15,000 students and, you know, about 2,500 administration and faculty to kind of track what they do.
Well, even the question from Leslie a moment ago, you know, is there a recycle bin in the School of Education? There's a lot of logistics involved, right?
Exactly. And so it's my job to find out what's going on. It's my job to lead the sustainability team, because I have about 40 people that come to meetings about every single month. We have our sustainability team meeting the third Wednesday of every month from 2 to 3 in the administrative center, and it's open to all faculty, staff, students, and even partners in our community. And so what we do is we get them engaged. So there's a lot going on. And I know that, for an example, one of our members happens to be in the Department of Engineering, and then that person mobilizes many people in that department. So we have literally about 140 people, if not more, maybe a couple of hundred, plus a couple of hundred students doing things, and it's my job to know what they're doing.
One of the things on campus I've noticed sometimes that seems to cause a lot of waste is the dining program, the food court. There's all sorts of disposable food items. And what about dining services? What sorts of things can a campus like UMKC do to make that a more sustainable program?
Well, Brian, I think that I would invite you to come to dining services, because it sounds like it's been a while since you've been over there. And what we have done now, Sodexo is a great partner. They have worked with us since 2004, 2005. They are composting all the organics, post-consumer and also pre-consumer. They're also offering compostable serviceware, compostable straws. They also have a zero-waste philosophy, where it's amazing to see in our dining services how little waste there is. Mm. In fact, we save a lot of money because instead of having a large compactor to take away all of the waste that we used to do, we now use that for recycling, and we have a very small bin that's used that ends up being, you know, just things that you can't recycle. And so or you can't compost. So, you know, everything from our oil to all of our food, compostable things. And then they also go to the next step where they have cage-free eggs. They source produce locally, and they source from local farmers the dairy and meat products, as well as offering vegetarian and meatless entrees.
You mentioned the amount of money that's saved every year with the program. So is this one of those things where there's sort of an initial outlay of expense to get the programs up and running, and then it saves money in the long run? Has it already broken even, would you say?
Well, what I would say is this. I would say that it has pretty much broken even. But we've had about $500,000 in grants and other funding that we were able to get started with. And that was one of the things that I was able to bring to the university. And then from then forward, for an example, our bicycle program, we do not charge in our Clean Commute bicycle program to loan out bikes every single semester to students. Now, there is a cost to that. Sweeney Recreation, the folks over there, manage that program and have absorbed some of those. However, we've also had some grant money that bought bikes and helmets and that sort of thing. So when it comes right down to it, there may be some cost to that. But then when you look at the students and we really look at what do students want, what is our quality of life on campus, and when we look at those kinds of things that raise the quality of life for students, and really our mission is to educate students and for them to have a great college experience, then really it's the right thing to do.
This is the whole campus, right? This is all the schools and colleges. What's the hardest part of campus to make more sustainable? Are there special challenges for any particular schools or parts of campus life?
Well, what I would say is that sometime there is an initial outlay of expense, and because of our budget concerns and all that sort of thing, sometimes it's hard. Like School of Education is one, and there's a couple of others that don't have the budgetary monies to spend on recycling containers. So we kind of work with that. And so it's those kinds of challenges that we maneuver around, we work with, and we try to make that work.
How about Hospital Hill? Any special challenges? Because there's a medical environment, those labs, all the things going on over there?
Well, I'll tell you what. You would think that there might be some challenges, but Hospital Hill, School of Medicine, Dental, Pharmacy, and also Nursing have stepped up to the plate. They really have done a great job. They've added recycle bins from out of their budgets. They've also been able to really get some grant funding and really step up to the plate. So I would say that they have been a joy to work with and continuing to be a joy.
So let me ask a hard question. We're in the top 50, but actually we're number 50. That means there's still a ways to go, right? So what's next? What are the next steps for sustainability on the UMKC campus?
Well, that's a very exciting question, and that's one of the things that keeps me motivated. Our sustainability team has goals set every single year that keeps us thrust forward. Plus, in addition to that, we have the new building at Block School that is going to be LEED certified, as well as the Miller-Nichol addition. We also see a lot of growth in our electric vehicle amenities, such as charging stations, and those are on both campuses, and those are being expanded. And we continue to look for energy opportunities with Kansas City Power and Light and other partners in the community.
That's great. Kay Johnston is sustainability coordinator for UMKC. The program was number 95 on that same list 2 years ago, and now it is number 50 and hopefully climbing. Kay, congratulations, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes to be with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Kay Johnston is sustainability coordinator. You can find out more about her and about all our guests by going to our website, kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Today's show was produced by Danny Alexander. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. I'm Brian Ellison, and you are up to date.